We are to value God's marvelous works, May 20th. I will praise thee, I am fearfully and wonderfully made, marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. Every power that God has given us should be employed in the very wisest and highest service to God. The Lord has brought out a people from the world to fit them not only for a pure and holy heaven but to prepare them through the wisdom He shall give them to be co-laborers with God in preparing a people to stand in the day of God. Great light has been given upon health reform, but it is essential for all to treat this subject with candor and to advocate it with wisdom. In our experience, we have seen many who have not presented health reform in a manner to make the best impression upon those whom they wish would receive their views. The Bible is full of wise counsel, and even the eating and drinking receive proper attention. The highest privilege that man can enjoy is to be a partaker of the divine nature, and faith that binds us in strong relationship to God will so fashion and mold mind and conduct that we become one with Christ. No one should through intemperate appetite so indulge his taste as to weaken any of the fine works of the human machinery and thus impair the mind or the body. Man is the Lord's purchased possession. If we are partakers of the divine nature, we will live in communion with our Creator and value all of God's work, which led David to exclaim, "I am fearfully and wonderfully made." We will not consider the organs of the body our own property, as if we had created them. All the faculties God has given to the human body are to be appreciated. For ye are bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your body, and in your spirit, which are God's. We are not to treat unwisely one faculty of mind, soul, or body. We cannot abuse any of the delicate organs of the human body without having to pay the penalty because of transgression of nature's laws. Bible religion brought into practical life ensures the highest culture of the intellect. Temperance is exalted to a high level in the Word of God. Obeying His Word, we can rise higher and still higher. The danger of intemperance is specified. The advantage to be gained by temperance is laid open before us all through the Scriptures. The voice of God is addressing us, "Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect." Health reform, wisely treated, will prove an entering wedge where the truth may follow with marked success.